From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to join us on the air. I ask them questions like, what are they working on in school? What are your plans for the future? And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me on the air today is Chloe Patterson. Welcome, Chloe.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do you do at the University of Arizona?
I work in the Neuroscience of Reinforcement Learning and Decision-Making Lab, which is headed by Dr. Robert Wilson. And I'm working on a project studying the effects of aging on exploration and decision-making. Specifically, we're interested in the decision-making biases of older adults. So for example, older adults are less likely to try new things than younger adults. If someone has a favorite kind of cereal, they might be less likely to try another type since they already found one that they like. These biases exist across multiple domains. So while the cereal example is relatively mundane, this also extends to major decisions such as moving houses or deciding when to retire. Older adults might not be as likely to move to a house that is better suited for them if they've lived in their current house for decades. So we're looking at whether these biases are a part of healthy aging or whether they're evidence of cognitive decline.
Scientifically, looking at the comfort zone.
Basically, yeah.
What kind of data are you gathering and how?
Currently, we're running a 10-week study, and every 2 weeks, we're asking older adults to fill out a survey of how they're doing, followed by a decision-making task. One example might be the balloon analog risk task, or BART. So this is a measure of risk-taking behavior. It instructs you to inflate a balloon, and the more you inflate it, the more money is added to the counter. But if the balloon bursts, you get nothing. Essentially, it measures risk-taking behavior and impulsivity. Right now, I am helping build these behavioral tasks using the package that's called PsychoPy. Since we can't really run experiments in the lab right now, we're building them virtually, and then we're sending them to our participants. And what we're finding is that older adults are generally more cautious in these kinds of tests than younger adults are, but they generally perform better. So this suggests that they rely more on life experience than cognitive ability when making decisions. Our goals are to determine the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on the cognitive health of older adults, as well as its impact on these decision-making biases. I spent 2 years working in the Dornhaus lab, working with decision-making in social insects. And this is the same concept, but applied to humans. So I thought it would be really interesting to see if the same underlying mechanisms are present in bumblebees as in humans. And it looks like they might be. So that's really interesting. In that lab, I was looking at the drives behind their exploration when they exploit. So that would be going back to the cereal example. If you have a type of cereal that you really like, you might not be as likely to try a new type of cereal, or maybe you might be, you know, it depends on who you are. I was essentially looking at the same thing with bumblebees and their foraging decisions.
They have flowers that they already like, but what about this new flower that just showed up in the neighborhood? Chloe, you're a senior at the U of A. What are your plans for the future?
Currently, I'm applying to grad programs in computational neuroscience. I hope to pursue a PhD and continue research.
That's really cool, Chloe. There's so much out there that is waiting to be discovered, and there's so many things that we haven't yet been able to understand. Hey, Chloe, do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I like a lot of different genres. It's really difficult to pin down just one genre or one artist. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of classical and electronic music because I find it helps me focus.
Music in general is good for a healthy brain because you make so many connections when you're listening that you're not aware of, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I played orchestra violin for a number of years, so I'm definitely partial to classical.
I really appreciate you coming on the air with me today, Chloe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.